just got some balls. Tried to slowly work back to it and feel things out.
What do you think your odds, your chances are playing on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a long ways away. I've improved every day, so hopefully that continues.
Is breathing getting easier?
Yeah, that's that's been fine for a while now. So, but that was a process as well all through last week. But it's been good for a while.
So you playing is pain tolerance, safety. What will decide whether you can play or not?
Combination of that pain tolerance, docs approving that it's okay, and being fully functional. I mean, I gotta be able to go out there and perform. I can't just be, you know, out there slowly running or just being, you know, some random person. So,
Jordy, is the issue too that, I mean, you have a rib injury that then could cause an injury to another part of your body? Is that a big concern with this?
That's what we'll rely on the docs for. Our docs are great. They take care of us. And so we'll look into that and make sure it's safe to go out there, and then we'll take the next step.
Jordy, it's easy for me to say this because they're not my ribs, but it's just broken ribs. It's not anything beyond that.
As in?
Anything that you dealt with immediately when you had to stay in the hospital, anything internally?
No, nothing internally. So that's a positive. The hospital stay, I think, was mainly just, well, first is to get over there to see what was going on after we found out that they were broken here. And then they can make you feel very comfortable in a bed. So we decided to stay there. And, I mean, by the time we got everything done, it was late at night, and it was just easier to stay the night. And so they did, you know, if I wanted to, I could have went home. But I was comfortable, and it was just easier to stay there instead of try to move and everything.
How much, I mean, you were on the sideline there face down, and how much, can you give us an idea of just how much pain you were in?
No,
I've never seen you like that before.
I've never been like that before. It's the worst pain I've ever felt, so hopefully it doesn't happen again. Yeah, it's not fun. You don't want to.
How tough was it for you to leave the field that game, and then I guess this past Sunday having to watch the silence, but at the same time, the silver lining is you guys still managed to win.
Yeah, it's not fun. Unfortunately, I've experienced it too much in the last year, so kind of know how to deal with it. But it was hard, and you can't really celebrate either. But it was great to watch those guys, especially this last week. I was actually just talking to my brother the other day, and just he's like, even as just a fan, it was the most. He's like, I couldn't have handled overtime, let alone trying to play it or be a part of it. So it was a great game. Loved watching those guys play and the way they performed. Different guys stepping up at different times and just making plays across the board. So you're proud of them, and very thankful that they gave us another week.
Troy, did Hall need to hit you like that? I mean, it led with the helmet. I thought it was.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not worried about it. To be honest with you, my theory was if I don't break my ribs, no one talks about the hit. So I think since I broke my ribs and got knocked out, then everyone starts analyzing everything. And, you know, he breaks a bone, so it seems worse than what it is. So,
Jordy, how nervous are you about your group as a whole? I mean, I look at the injury report, and you're on there. Devontae's on there. Geronimo's on there. Jeff is on there. That's
quite a few guys. I don't know. It's a long week yet. I mean, we got time until Sunday. Those guys are putting in the time and work to get healthy, obviously. I think it becomes more of a mental game right now this part of the season to make sure you're ready to go. And everyone's banged up, so hopefully they can get healthy and get ready, and we'll see.
Jordy, how would you play with broken ribs? It would strike me, again, I've never had broken ribs. I've never played receiver. I mean,
I've never played receiver with broken ribs either, so.
If you go up like this to catch a pass, you're exposed to something.
We'll find out. Hopefully so. I mean, it's one of those, I don't know if you can't prepare. It's one of those things that you'll figure it out when you get out there. So if it happens, we'll see how it goes. Right now I'm just focused on, you know, getting back to full motion and doing everything and seeing if we can get that opportunity, and it'd be a great chance to have.
You tried is it kind of a day by day for you, and did you feel yourself getting better as far as your rhythm moving forward?
It's absolutely day by day, and every day is getting better, so that's a positive, so hopefully that just continues.
You don't typically play with like a flak jacket, rib protector?
No, I usually just have a back plate.
And would you have to then add something?
I'm sure something would be added, yeah.
Hey, Jordy, where were you when, you know, Randall was able to get the Hail Mary, and kind of what was your reaction?
I was in the training room, bent over the table, and I saw it on TV. and then put my head back down and try to get comfortable. So, like I said, it wasn't fun because you couldn't even celebrate. So those guys came in right at halftime, checked on me, and then after halftime is when I headed to the hospital and watched the rest on a 2-inch by 2-inch TV.
Hey, Jordy, can I just ask you how you felt out there today? Did you do some light running when you were out there stretching? Can you just take us through how you felt?
It's getting better. I mean, so obviously the warm-up part wasn't much, and then I just went over and did some ball drills, and like I said, just continue to work through things.
Jordy, at what point did you start to feel a little bit better? Like, I'm guessing you couldn't pick up the kids. Like, I'm not... What was even your home life like for those first few days?
Oh, I milked it as long as possible. No, I'm kidding. She's an athlete. She's had an ACL. She's had two ACLs, so she doesn't care about what I have to go through. It was an adjustment, but luckily my youngest weighs about 10 pounds, so it was good rehab to pick him up if need be.
So did you start to feel better, like, late last week?
Honestly, every day. I mean, Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday was better, so it's been that way every day. I don't remember when it was that, you know, I felt significantly better or whatever, but
okay.
Every day has gotten better, and I think that's been a positive, obviously.
Do you think you contributed to Sunday's game by being there?
I doubt it.
Guys said they wanted you there, though.
Oh, and I'm glad I did my part. If that's all it takes. I think we want everyone there. It's part of being a team. But I think once the game kicked off, I mean, I don't think I did anything to contribute to make the plays or anything like that. But I was glad to be there, be able to travel and be a part of it. I mean, that's going to be one of the greatest games of all time, and especially in Packer history. And so to be able to be there and watch it there and be with those guys is fun.
Jordy, from
couple your, more for Jordy.
Knowing Aaron like you do, is there anything you've seen that led to this kind of second half of the season surge?
Just work. I mean, he's obviously the best quarterback in the game, and he continued to grind that. I think everyone around him is playing better football, and I think he would say himself as well. And I think that just attributes to being more productive. So I don't think he changed anything. I mean, that might be a question more for him, but I think all of us continue just to grind at it and get better and work, and eventually turned around.
Can you tell me what Coach McCarthy has meant to you and his football team? You had that rough patch for a while where you lost some games in a row, and then you went on this win streak that continues. What is his leadership and his coaching ability? How has he helped you guys? What has he meant to you guys as a football team?
I mean, he's the leader of the team, obviously. He talks to us every day, sets the stage for us every week, and I think he did a great job through that rough patch of staying positive, letting us all understand that, you know, we're not far away. We just need to get back to playing fundamentally sound football. And for us, that was taking care of the ball. So he didn't, go crazy or do anything like that. He just stuck to the plan that he had set out, a plan that's worked in years past. And, it was on us to play better football.